When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient. Now in a pill. And now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything, so why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything's
good.
Good
afternoon,
St.
Louis, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy friggin' Friday to everybody.
Woo!
Happy Friday.
I know this wasn't a long week for you, Rach, but man, it was a month for me. Damn.
Well, you had a lot going on.
I did. I had major, minor surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Or minor, major surgery. No, it was major, minor surgery. It was definitely minor, but major to me.
All right. I get that.
Yeah. Rach got to see it today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Knoyer texted me and said, hey, how you doing? How you feeling? Can you send me a pic? And I'm like, hey, Rach.
You know, it looks pretty good.
Yeah. She said it looked good.
All right.
And Knoyer said it looked good.
Well, it's in a position, too, that obviously you should be wearing the bandage. But if for some reason you weren't, it's not like people would be like, oh, my gosh, what's going on?
No. I'm not quite the elephant man that I was.
You don't have a 30-year-old.
Yeah, I do at the moment. Thanks for saying that.
Sorry.
You just made it tickle. I think you made it jump.
It's like, oh.
What if what Kanoya removed was an absorbed twin I've had for 62 years?
There's a tooth in there. I'm fascinated by that stuff. I mean, who isn't, though? Who hears about the twin that they find and goes like, oh, who cares?
Right.
Like, I would think that gets everybody's wheels turning a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Dark Half. Anyone read that book?
Stephen King.
Yeah, that was the deal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Evil twin. I'm shaking.
Oh, okay.
Like, did we spring a leak?
I don't have misophonia like my daughter, but I thought you were wetting your lips.
Ooh. That'd be awful. That'd be a lot.
Yeah.
That would be satisfying.
Was that a bottle of creamer?
It's a Prime, which is like a sports drink. But I drank this last night, but it's the exact right size to mix my G Fuel energy drink.
Man.
So
you're all over it.
Recycled the bottle.
You definitely have the beverages going.
Yeah. Beverages are very important to me. I gotta get them sorted.
I can tell. Pardon.
What were you gonna say, Rach?
Just the G Fuel energy drink. At 1 p.m. Like, what are we doing here?
I need energy. I'm sleepy.
Come on now.
How many have you had before that?
So I limit myself to one energy drink per day.
Oh.
So healthy.
I mean, it could
better,
be worse.
It's better
Wasn't
than
Wasn't it like
several.
Three or four not
oh,
that
yeah.
long ago?
He was a dead man walking for a while.
Well, it was those
it
giant...
It was the only thing that kept Panera here the last 3 years.
Right. those lemonades.
I'm chasing the high of the 32-ounce charged lemonade.
You're never going to find it.
Which was rocket fuel.
So does the energy drink make you feel good?
I don't know. I would have to abstain from it to know if it made a difference.
I think you just defined addiction.
So I don't know what it does for me, but I'm going to do it.
But it gets me normal.
All right. That's not good.
That's literally addiction.
It gets you level.
Yeah, I know.
Andrew's level now.
I know it gets me level.
Gets you well?
Yeah. Andrew out here financially supporting Logan Paul. I know. It's fine. It's fine.
We're all supporting
somebody.
What
did he get out of that bottle, Andrew?
Yeah,
like
what's he get out of this bottle? Like $4? I don't know.
No way.
$4.
They do charge a lot for those, man.
This was about $3.25, which is too much.
Yeah.
It's too much, but I like it. It's got that little tang from the coconut water. I like it.
I like a little tang.
I can't help it. I like it.
I wrote down energy drinks on my show prep today just because who saw that coming? Right? Like, I don't know how far back you have to go. But even like, okay, so Red Bull, they make $1 billion. I'm the kind of person, which is why I'm not rich, who goes, well, they got that one. They're never going to make another energy drink.
they solved it.
Oh, they had the idea.
And then for 20 years, it's just been one Yahoo after another.
One after the other.
Hey, what about this one?
I love energy drinks. I love them.
Put that together.
They're my favorite. I can't help it. I know they're bad for you. I know I shouldn't drink
them.
You
just like caffeine is what you like.
I know that it's the equivalent of like putting your heart in park and then going as hard as you can, but I just love it. You guys know how long Red Bull's been around?
But I just love it.
I'll say 25 years.
Go ahead.
She said 25 years.
I thought Wheeler was going to say
no.
The 39, 1987.
What?
Doesn't that seem like way longer ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think it became a thing until the 2000s, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would have honestly guessed like 2012.
Yeah.
So we got that going on.
Yeah. Which is nice.
We have that.
We got that.
Hey, I wanted to briefly, I know Fridays we try to keep it pretty light, but I wanted to briefly address an email I got from a person who says they're never listening to the show again. We get quite a few of those. Because yesterday I called Elliot Page a he. And they're done with me. And I'm just off the reservation. And they're Christian. And Elliot Page is an abomination to God. And how dare I? Blah, blah, blah. And I just wanted to comment for anyone else who might feel like that. And I answered the person and here's what I said. I said, hey, look, I really try to respect everyone, even if I don't agree. And I said, like you, I'm an agnostic. I think your story is made up. I could be wrong. I'll find out one day and so will you. But I respect people who are religious on and off the air. I disagree with you. I think what you're doing sometimes feels a little silly with the big hats and all, but I would defend your right to do what you do. And if someone tried to shut your church down, I would happily stand outside it. I really would. And I would try to protect your right to do and believe what you do and believe. And I think that as a non-religious person who doesn't have a team they're playing for, the best thing I can do in this life is do that for everyone. Now, if someone's a serial killer, I'm not going to stand outside and protect them, but I don't think Elliot Page is a serial killer. I think he's made a different choice in his life, and he's living it, and who am I to dead name him or, you know, call him an abomination? So I just wanted to say that on the air.
Here's a hot take. If you call yourself a Christian, follow the words of Jesus. I seem to recall from all my years in Catholic schools a passage in the Gospels, judge not lest ye be judged. You're pretty judgy right there. That's not what Jesus told Christians to do. That is not. It is the opposite. What's the golden rule? What is the number one commandment I give to you from Jesus? Not that hard to figure this one out, right?
Yeah.
Just treat others like you want to be treated. So you don't get to claim that if you're not going to live it. I'm sorry. It's false. You have a twisted view of what that is. Follow the words of the man that you supposedly believe is the Son of God, right? If you won't take his words into your heart and act on them, then are you even really Christian? Because those are his words. That's not an interpretation from someone in the year 500. That is a direct quote in the Bible, the holy word of God that you believe is the holy word of God, and you disregard that. Why? Where do you get the power to say, yeah, he told me not to judge anybody, but I'm going to judge anyway? So be who you say you are. Don't just say it. Don't just pretend it. Don't just go to mass. Be it. Or you don't get to judge us. You don't get to judge Elliot Page. You don't get to judge us. You don't get to judge anybody. Because the biblical teaching is that's God's job. So who are you?
Yeah, and you don't have to agree with it.
No.
You don't have to.
No, you don't have to.
Support it.
That's right. You do not. You do not have to. You could teach your kids what you want to teach your kids, all that. But yeah. Think about that. To me, that's one of the most arrogant things I've ever heard in an email. Well, because I believe in this. Well, that's not what the person you believe in taught at all. Go find me the excerpts from the Gospels where Jesus says, yeah, but you can judge these people. Or yeah, you can be terrible to these people. It doesn't matter what it doesn't matter what population we're talking about. I don't recall anything in there like there's an exception for something else. That's a pretty clear instruction. Don't judge other people, or that's going to come back on you.
Yep.
I would love it if more people just followed that. And by the way, a lot of Christians do. Probably the majority. Just not the ones that'll throw it in people's faces like that emailer did.
No, I agree. In fairness, I agree. I think that's true. Why didn't you tell me I had my glasses on the top of my head?
I didn't notice.
I didn't either.
Look like a ninny. Do I look like a ninny all the time? That's why you guys didn't notice? trying to find. I took a pic of this. Here it is. I don't know if you guys know about this burrito debate going on.
Yes.
Okay. You want to frame it?
Yeah, I can't remember who it was, but it got amplified by several politicians, right? J.D. Vance commented on it, a few other people commented on it, but it was a guy saying, look, I don't know why you guys are all complaining. My wife and I made burritos for $20 for our entire family for a dinner. And then there's this fight. You can't even do that. Yes, you can. No, you can't. And then there's another fight that has brewed out of that. Like, well, this just shows you that it's important to stop eating out and just make stuff yourself because you will make it cheaper yourself. And it's a fascinating thing to me because, of course, you can make burritos for a whole family for $20, which is, it's a matter of what you're going to put into it and how much you want.
Well, Matt Walsh, very conservative, came out and basically said, hey, prices are real. People are really struggling out here. So take it easy on going after this guy. Why is a burrito $20?
Right, right.
And then Dan Crenshaw, the guy at the eye patch, posted, just hearing about this dumb $20 burrito debate. So just thought I'd make the losers on social media angry before I go to bed. Stop whining, get a job, eat ramen like the rest of us did in college on a budget with four roommates. The market doesn't care what you think.
This reminds me of 3 or 4 years ago when the economy felt really bad during the Biden administration. And people were like, the economy feels bad. And Democrats in power were like, no, it doesn't. Feels good. Feels great. It's never felt better.
Feels really good.
Yeah.
It's this exact thing, but now the Republicans
are doing
it. That's
the other side,
Because you don't want to admit when things are going poorly or when things don't feel great.
Yes.
And you're in charge. So you just go like, are you kidding me? Things are cheaper than ever. It's like, well, I don't know if that's true.
Remember that guy on the Capitol steps who was like, I'm eating 10 lobsters tonight, and then I'm taking a 14-hour road trip because gas prices are so cheap. They've never been this cheap before. And it's like, you're just trying to, like, I guess you're just brute forcing your way out of the question no, it's not. No, it's not.
You know what I think has, for me personally, become the number one problem with our government? And I think Trump has made it way, way worse, but Biden did it too.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that JFK and George Washington and Abraham Lincoln always told the truth to everyone and always told the truth to the American people. But between Biden and Trump, I feel like there's this new normal of gaslighting.
Yes.
It's not okay to gaslight anyone. I've done it. I've had it done to me. We're all familiar with what it is. It's really not okay, in my way of thinking, for a president or an administration or a government to gaslight its people.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like for the last 6 years, 8 years, whatever it's been now, that's pretty much it's just been a steady diet of that. Iran's going great. Gas is a $1.85 in a little town in Iowa.
Joe's
what are you guys
totally
complaining
fine.
About? Joe's... He's doing trigonometry.
He did four cartwheels earlier.
Well, he juggles, yeah. You know.
Well, if you admit something's wrong, then you have to take accountability. And no one wants to take accountability. And that's nonpartisan, the avoidance of accountability and power.
Yeah.
That's just how our society functions nowadays.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
I don't need you to do that. Right. I can avoid responsibility all day long. I'm looking for someone better than me
mm-hmm.
to do the big jobs.
Yeah, they're someone not, who
the,
could
that,
represent
that's the secret, though.
You.
The secret is they are not better than
no,
us.
No, they're, in fact,
which is
they're
we're
worse.
They're not.
Yeah, they're worse in many ways because they put themselves and their parties ahead of 330 million people.
Yeah. Yep.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 124. You know what's wonderful? Friendship. And you know who is my best friend today? Rach. She not only helped me with my wound and my major minor surgery, but she literally gave me half her lunch today.
Oh, she did. That was very nice.
It's like a PSA.
I love you, Dave.
I love you, too. And I love your sandwich. It was really
well,
good.
Well, like 2 days ago, I got the sandwich out and Dave was like, whoa, that is a good looking sandwich. But you already had a lunch that day, so... I've been keeping you in mind when making my sandwiches in the morning.
I'm not saying that you were a mess before, Kurt, but your lunch game is advanced.
Well, so he has been like fasting until like 3 p.m. like when he gets off of work. So I've been making myself and him a sandwich. I like to have a sandwich waiting for him when he gets home. So that's been like a huge motivator for me to pack a good lunch every day. Because I'm like, well, he needs a good snack when he gets home.
Very nice. Very nice.
Thanks.
Let me grab this. Coming up, I had to bend over. And when you're 61, you can't bend over.
You got to make the noise. I know. I can feel it. That's why I laughed, because I make those noises all the time.
And here's the thing. 10% of the noises I make are uncontrollable. They just happen. 90% are completely performative when no one's around.
Yeah.
I can be completely alone and get up out off my couch or something and I'm like, who am I doing this for?
I thought about that recently, actually. I did some sort of an action where I was like, and I was like, no one is around. Could I have done that silently is this now involuntary?
You know what I think it is? Like, these studies have shown, Wheels had this story earlier this year, that when you curse, it helps you lift more weight in the gym, and it helps pain. Mm. And I think like that helps creaky bodies.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't disagree at all.
I buy it.
So after the bottom of the hour break, we have a special guest, Dakota Stevenson. I'm just going to read you the first paragraph of an email they sent to me. Dave, I've listened to you for many years. I have a kid here. He's 28 years old. He has cerebral palsy. He knows as much about the Cardinals in baseball as all the guys I hear in your station. He's really good at it. His birthday is coming up on August 11th. Any way we can get him a minute or two on to talk baseball with one of your guys, this would make this kid's life. And he's here.
Yeah, he's cool.
Ooh,
and he's in the green room.
Birthday's in a couple days.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Day before Trish's.
Yeah, and Kurt's.
That's right.
Kurt and Trish have the same birthday.
It's a big week.
And when I introduced them, I said, you guys have the same birthday.
And knowing them both, they probably both went,
yeah, they were both like, hey, that's nice. You care way more than we do.
Very nice. Very nice. I'm going to do this a little bit early here, Rach.
Okay.
Friday. If you can hear the bumper music, if you're online, you can't. But if you can, all day we're playing my first set from the Dave Glover Band. Our gig is next Sunday, the 16th, at Frankie Martin's in Cottleville from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. So come on out. And I think you're going to have a really good time.
Not the Rolling Stones song, though. That was
I wasn't even going to mention that. I wasn't even going to mention that.
I just didn't want people to show up and be like, I can't wait to hear the Stones.
Yeah.
That was my
guest in studio is Dakota Stephens. Stephen, right?
Yes.
Plural, not plural?
Stephens.
Stephens, got it. And his mom, Kelly, is here, and his dad, Nathan, and his friend, Roy Kilberg, are in the green room. And, so one of you, I'm not sure which one, sent me an email and telling me about Dakota, and his 28th birthday is coming up next Tuesday, and that he has cerebral palsy, and he's a baseball nut. And we spent a good amount of time with Dakota before the show.
We're brothers from another mother, man.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, if you're seeing us on the stream, you got a couple of gingers here. We're in the same club.
And this is my favorite thing that's happened all year. Is Kelly said, you can ask him anything. He knows everything. And I'm like, who won the World Series in 1998?
Yeah.
And he goes, Yankees.
Yep.
And then Wheels walks up. I go, hey, who won the World Series in 98? He goes, the Diamondbacks.
Yep.
And
then turn around and go, nope, I was wrong.
Wheels was wrong.
I should have trusted Dakota.
Yeah, Yankees.
So this goes all the way back to your childhood, Dakota?
Yes. I've been a baseball fan ever since I could remember. And I really want to do this for a living. So if I can get my foot in the door... to hopefully get that started, that'd be great.
That's great. What would you like to do?
Scouting or like in the front office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your sub's expertise in baseball? Like, what would you bring to the job if you were in the front office of the Cardinals?
Oh, I'd be really aggressive. So
I love it.
I kind of like the proactive approach. That we're currently under construction with our minor league system. I kind of like that. And the fact that Chaim Bloom is prioritizing quality players over quantity players.
Yeah, I agree. Big change. I don't know Mr. Mozeliak like Kevin does. I always liked him. He's always very kind to me. But there towards the end, he was definitely a little lackadaisical for me.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
And Chaim seems to, his nature seems more aggressive.
Yeah.
So I like the start.
Me and him would get along great.
Yeah, you guys would get along great. Maybe we can set it up so you can meet him. So
there we go.
You can give him an elevator pitch.
That'd be awesome.
Here's why you need to hire me.
Yeah. That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. So you have a goal of visiting all the stadiums.
Yes.
Yeah. Where So you've been to Bush, you've been to Atlanta.
Atlanta.
And where else?
And on the 10th, I'm going to Cincinnati.
Nice.
To Great American Ballpark. Or Small Park.
Yeah, the Great American Small Park. Nailed it.
Where's your dream stadium?
My dream stadium? Toronto.
Yeah, how come?
I don't know. I always liked Canada for some reason.
Yeah.
And I've always kind of wanted to go to Canada, but if I work there, I figure I have a reason to go.
There you go.
Yeah. Toronto's really nice. Yeah. It's a great city. It's a cool ballpark. And then you got the CN Tower. Do you like heights?
No.
Oh, well. They got the CN Tower next door, which is kind of like going up in the Sears Tower in Chicago. It's super high. You get to stand out over glass and look
so
down.
That's so weird. We're literally talking about that at my band practice last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're a Cardinals guy.
Yes.
Do you have other favorite teams? Maybe an AL team that you root for?
Yankees, probably.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So like the two Godfathers.
Yeah. Godfathers.
One of the American League, one of the National League. Yeah.
Yeah. Although we need a salary cap in baseball.
Oh boy, here we go.
Don't start me. Don't start on me.
Yeah. Now the gingers are gonna fight.
No, we're not gonna fight.
I was listening to you on the way here.
Yeah, on Gas House. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, and I totally agree with you. We need a salary cap in baseball because it's really an uneven playing field, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think the answer is the revenue sharing side.
Yeah.
Where the Dodgers and all that, because the caps, what the main function of a cap, like in the NFL and in the NBA. Is typically it locks in costs so that the franchises are more valuable. But that doesn't do anything for me as a fan. That just means when the owner sells it, he's going to make more money.
Yeah.
And when we look at limits, though, we're on the same side. Because if you punish teams for going too far or not going far enough, that's the other part, right?
Yeah,
get the Pirates, get those teams and kick them in the pants a little bit.
There needs to be a floor, too.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We gotta. So what they got to do, right, is shrink the gap between...
For
the,
sure.
The Dodgers and Yankees and the Pirates and the Rockies or whatever.
Yeah.
Kelly, I think we can leave at this point.
Yeah.
I don't think they need us anymore.
Listen, you know me. We could do this all day.
I'm game.
I've only known him 10 minutes.
he's me. Yes. We're the same.
Yes, I know. So, Kelly, tell us a little bit about Dakota.
Well, he's a little harsh.
We prefer aggressive.
Yeah. Hey, okay. Like I said, my brother from another mother.
Right. He's pretty harsh when it comes to the sports and the players.
Pretty opinionated.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Would you agree with that assessment?
Oh yes.
Like for example, is there someone that you don't care for?
Ooh.
Doesn't have to be a Cardinal. It could be anybody.
It doesn't have. To.
It could be Rachel. Maybe just took a dislike to her.
I would like this guy if he was on our team, but I can't. Well, I can't say I can't stand him, but Pete Carl Armstrong.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Yeah,
or not alone.
Wilson Contreras, but he was pretty good.
Yeah, he was great here. Yeah.
I mean, he was great here, but playing against him. That is a nightmare.
Yeah, you don't like playing against him. Nobody likes that.
I got to tell you something. You strike me as the kind of guy that if you were a pro ball player, you would be that kind of guy.
I would get, yes. Nolan Arenado type, yeah.
You would be getting heckled. Yeah.
Yeah. I take a few to the chin.
The hometown team chants your name and the visitors want to drill you.
Yeah. Take a few to the chin. But it's worth it.
What position would you play if you played?
Ooh. Hmm. Shortstop.
All right.
There you go.
Mason Wynn.
Go right for the top.
Yep.
Look out, buddy.
Coming for him.
Yeah.
So are you, I know baseball is your thing, but do you follow other sports?
Yeah, football and a little bit of hockey.
Yeah.
But majority, it actually depends on the season.
Yeah.
I'm more of a seasonal guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. My team right now in football is the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Bijan Robinson just
signed. You like Bijan Robinson, yeah.
Bijan Robinson just signed a contract extension.
He did. He was the highest paid running back in NFL history for half a day.
Half a day.
Because then my guy Jahmyr Gibbs beat him.
Oh, okay.
We'll take that half a day, though.
But those two are legit, like unbelievable rock stars.
Yeah. His make you miss ability is just awesome.
So,
and he's very religious.
Oh, right? I didn't know that.
He's very religious.
Yeah, I'm just interrupting them at this point. We're just getting in their way.
Yep.
So, Dakota, I'm curious. Your seemingly savant abilities for baseball facts.
Yes.
to you, is it truly like you just have this quirk in your brain, or you just work that hard?
I'm just extremely passionate, and I want to give the glow of knowledge about baseball to everyone that I meet, because we need more baseball savants, if you will.
Yeah. How about that?
Look at that. Play on the website, too, the best website for baseball fans.
Yes.
Man, if Kelly and Nathan were here, you should adopt Dakota. And just travel the world.
You can imagine, Dave, would you like to go in a car ride with us? Like,
no.
Drive
no.
To Florida?
No. No.
I have I'll pay for the plane tickets.
I have a quick metric.
Okay.
I have, among J.J. Weatherholt, our second baseman, is the second player among active players in outs above average, which is a fielding metric that gives you a player's fielding ability.
Mm-hmm.
So he's ranked number 20th, which is two behind the leader, Pete Carl Armstrong.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
You need to take that guy
but
out.
He'll get that there by this year.
Who do you like in the minors? Who would you like to see them bring up this year, and who would you like just to see brought up?
Josh Baez.
Yeah, soon.
Joshua Baez.
I think it'll be soon.
Hopefully by the end of this month.
Yeah. I would think they're going to wait till after August 15th.
Yeah, for sure.
Because then they can keep his Rookie of the Year eligibility for next year.
Yep.
Dakota, how do you stay up on your research? Do you have like a routine you go into every day? Like, I'm going to check this place, I'm going to check this place.
It's just a constant stream. I just have it constantly playing in the background. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all he does. Just immersion. And listen to baseball.
Sounds familiar.
Bernie Miklas also. Yeah.
We should have Bernie on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd really enjoy talking to Dakota.
I'd really enjoy talking to him.
Well, we'd probably make that happen.
Big fan.
Yeah, we know people. So who are some of your favorite personalities? Like, you want to be a broadcaster, or you want to be with the team? Like, who do you listen to? Who do you like?
Ooh.
And it can be another station, too. It's cool.
Old school. Are you talking about like baseball announcers and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Harry Carey.
Sure.
All right.
Harry Carey. Or back in the day, Bob Uecker.
All right, so you like the funny guys.
Yeah.
All right, so like you want to be in the broadcast booth like Harry Carey was back in the day drinking beers.
Yeah.
Drinking some old styles when he was in Chicago, some Buds when he was here.
That's me.
All right.
That's me.
All right.
So you're too young to have heard him live, but have you gone back and listened to much of Jack Buck and Mike Shannon?
Yes. I'm taking Joe Buck's job.
There you go. Joe doesn't need it. I know Joe. Joe doesn't need it anymore.
Joe's good.
Yeah. Joe's been mailing.
He's
going
into the Hall of Fame. He's good.
He's fine.
He's got the, what is it? The Frick Award?
Yeah, the Ford C. Frick Award.
Ford C. Frick Award.
Yep. Careful saying that.
Yeah. Enunciate clearly. It's a good lesson on live radio.
First lesson.
If it's a podcast, it's okay, because you know I edit it out later. But
yeah.
So it's been great meeting you. Anyone out there in Radioland you want to say hey to?
Oh, just a big shout out to all my friends and family back home. Thank you for the support, and thankful to be here, and God bless y'all.
That's awesome, buddy. So
he's too nice to be my brother.
Oh, he's definitely the nicer brother. So, I read people pretty well. I'm reading Kelly like he's hiding something. You're not getting the full Dakota experience here.
Yeah.
All right, great to meet you, man.
Great to meet you.
Come back anytime.
Thank you, buddy. God bless. Sure thing, quite sure to do right by me
before she gets to saying goodbye. When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Jonathan Dwight, Jonathan Wright, by me. Ding in his nowhere land. Making all his nowhere plans. It's for now.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 149. That was big fun.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
It's nice knowing there's another brother out there.
I just love that Dakota's mom, the very first thing she said about him was, oh, he's really harsh. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty great. I also have a mea culpa. It's not my usual mea culpa, which is usually fairly profound. This is a little mea culpa. But as I said, my best friend Rach shared her lunch with me today, and it was from Aldi's, and they're the best grapes I've ever had. So I apologize for saying that Aldi's looks like what a Schnucks would look like if the if the end times came.
Aldi has so much good stuff.
Here's the thing. Aldi is maybe my favorite grocery store. I love going there.
I know you love it.
It's a terrible experience to go. The coin cart thing is weird, and I don't like it. And it can be a little hard to navigate the store sometimes and find stuff. And they are very late adopters to the self-checkout concept, in that there's only... I've only ever been to one Aldi that had self-checkout, and so it can be difficult when there's often just one. And this is not the employee's fault, but there's often just one employee staffed at the, you know, the aisle at the checkout. And so you just have to sometimes wait in an extremely long line.
Yeah.
And then they don't have, you know, bags or anything, so I always forget. So then I'm just like holding stuff like a goober.
I think that's your next live endorsement.
Again, most of that is just my fault. But
shop at Aldi, it sucks.
Shop at Aldi, you're going to get the best food.
Experience.
You're going to get the best food for the best price, and you're not really going to have a great time when you're there.
Best grapes I've ever had.
Yeah.
They're
enormous.
Yummy. Yeah.
They've got really good produce. There are things that I will still be like, okay, I'm going to get that at Schnucks or Deerberg's or what have you. But for my for my produce and my fun things, I've been going to Aldi.
Nice.
It's nice.
You know how every day is a national this or that day? Today's a really good one. Anyone my age, when I say this phrase, it'll bring back so many memories. Today is National Water Balloon Day.
All right.
Oh, nice.
Man, when I was a kid, okay, cue the music. It's old guy time. But... when I was a kid, we didn't have all this electronics. When a mom or dad would pull out water balloons, oh my God.
The greatest. And you have to underfill them a little bit.
Yeah, there's a science.
Because if you fill it to the way you want to, you can't throw it. It'll just explode in your hand.
Here's another one, too. When Fee was small, they had, and I'm sure now they have something even better, but they had this attachment you put on your hose that would fill up like 80 water balloons at once.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. And like, okay.
That's no fun.
I'm old school. You got to put it on the end of the hose. You got to pop a couple, right?
Nah, give me that little fancy tool.
I'm surprised at that. I thought you were less of a wussy.
Yeah, no. I'm all about volume. How many can we have so we can have our battle, dude? I'm not all about like two water balloons. I need 12.
Yeah, but it takes you all day to fill them up. That's half
not
the fun.
Not with that tool.
I know, but it's fun to fill them.
More fighting, less filling.
We should rename Redbird Rush Hour Battle Dudes.
Yeah.
Battle Dudes.
Because he said, we got to have our battle, dude.
Yeah.
And I was like, he is a battle dude.
It's going to be my podcast.
Learned something interesting about the Ritz-Carlton today.
What's that?
They don't have Ritz crackers?
For years now, they've had this rule, whatever you want to call it, that no one else has. And that is, at the Ritz-Carlton, any employee, a maid, a janitor, any employee, if they receive a complaint from someone staying at the Ritz, they can fix that person's complaint up to $2,000. If it would take $2,000 to make this person happy, they don't have to go to management.
Oh.
They don't have to go to the GM. They can just do it on their own authority. Let me fix that for you. That's something.
What's that, like two nights staying at a Ritz-Carlton?
Wow.
Well, that's cool. And
no,
you
that
know
is
what?
Cool.
I bet they don't have a bunch. Well, maybe they do, but it seems likely that they wouldn't have a bunch of like useless management at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like if the average worker is just more empowered to make decisions, then you don't need like a middle manager type situation as much.
Speaking of hotels, are our friends who make the fragrances for the Four Seasons coming in?
Yes, we are. I think Andrew's setting up a...
It's in negotiation. We're just waiting to figure out. I'm waiting to hear back on exactly the right time they want.
But okay.
Yeah, it is. We got them.
Okay. Because I need one of those candles.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I'm happy to pay. That thing was so great. You walk into the Four Seasons or any nice hotel, and you get hit with that happy smell.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of unhappy smells, what's going on in our parking garage?
Yeah,
it does smell
awful.
Like cheese.
It smells like Easy Mac powder.
See, I thought it smelled like manure. It. Like when I worked on the farm.
Maybe Kraft mac and cheese just smells like manure.
It could be.
Won't stop me from eating it. Also, the freezer here is the worst smell on the planet of Earth.
Yeah, I thought freezing stuff killed stink.
I thought that too. But whatever is going on in our company freezer is more powerful than the law of chemical reactions.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series, to MLB, and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.